It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's governor and attorney general say they expect cities to comply with the state's new police accountability law. Two metro area governments say they will shield officers from a crucial part of the new law. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
One of the key parts of the new police law, signed by Governor Jared Polis last month, is that it is now easier to sue individual cops for their actions on the job if they acted in, quote, bad faith. But both Greenwood Village and Westminster in recent days have said they planned to shield officers from this part of the law. Elected officials in both communities all declined interviews. But a spokeswoman for Greenwood Village said they were worried that the risk of personal liability would lead to officers leaving the force. Both Polis and Attorney General Phil Weiser said they expect cities to follow the law as written, and Weiser said if they don't, the legislature will address it in the next session. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Utilities and Aurora Water have finished a project that reconnects sections of the Arkansas River. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
For the first time in more than 55 years, rafters can float on the river from Leadville to Canyon City without disruption. A deteriorated dam has been replaced with a boat chute, a new water intake, and a fish ladder, which allows trout to spawn upstream. Ron Sanchez is with Colorado Springs. He says this was one of the last obstacles on the Arkansas.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was very instrumental in helping us understand their needs with the fish passage. And the Arkansas River Headwaters Recreation Association also very instrumental in helping us understand the boat chute needs.
The state supplied some of the funding for the more than $9 million project through Colorado Water Plan grants. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Traffic in Metro Denver still hasn't returned to normal. The latest numbers from CDOT show levels that are still off by nearly a third on commuter-heavy highways and interstates like US 36 near Superior and I-225 in Aurora. But more drivers are back on the roads in places like Colorado Springs, Longmont, and Montrose on the western slope. And all across Colorado today, it's sunny with temperatures hot and getting hotter. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs above 100 along parts of the Front Range today. This is CPR News.